All right, here we are. GSEMP, March 2022. Yay. We have been working for a couple of months on particles or waves, depending on how you want to look at them, coming from deep in the cosmos and from deep in the earth, from a multidimensional perspective, when the frequencies were a little bit higher on earth. And we're working on opening up the doors that allow us to bring in these particles consciously into our system so that we can actively and consciously participate to the ascension process presently underway, which involves a complete, I don't want to say, that's not it. Our entire energy bodies and the energetic structure of our fields is transmuting and evolving as well, just as the energetic grid and structure of the earth is also evolving, because we are, you know, in a nutshell and in words that you've probably heard in different places, we're like shifting from 3D to 5D kind of thing. So whenever a physical body dies, that kind of happens naturally. We kind of like, we go back up into the energies and stuff like that. What's happening now, which is something that has been tried a couple of times throughout a very long, long, long history of life forms, of spirits embodying life forms, is the possibility of us actually ascending into 5D while remaining in a 3D body, which is huge, you know? So that doesn't mean that you're living in two different places. It doesn't mean you have a 3D physical body and a 5D. What it means is that the physical frequency emanation gets to be lifted upwards into a higher frequency, and that your psyche and consciousness reemerges in a much broader field of universal intelligence, without losing the access to an experience that's more physical and organic, even though more crystalline based than carbon based, but still organic in the sense that of a sort of density. And that's crazy awesome. It's just, it's hard for us to understand that when we're kind of like still functioning in 3D. So I just want to kind of like, tonight we're going to be working with one particle. There's two more to work with. And my objective when I spoke to you about this last month was that I thought, with my little gamma brain and my little Aquarius nature, that we would just be able to go through the six energetic doors and the two last particles all in one shot and one call. And that's not at all the way it came in as I've been preparing for the last 2 days for the call. Even though I want to push in that direction, I'm getting a pushback that it's like, no, there needs to be time to integrate, you know, because this is big stuff. And to those who are willing to actively do the work and really get into it and really like have that commitment to disintegrating the existing energetic structures that are the foundation of 3D life and literally building up into the 5D structures, 5D and beyond structures. Those who are willing to commit to that completely and are able to do it on a, you know, like a regular basis, the complete transmutation of the existing system can be done in 4 to 5 years. That might seem long, you know, but let's put this in the context of evolution normally happening over, you know, periods of thousands of years kind of thing. 5 years is a very short period of time. Very, very short period of time. And I'm not saying like, come on, everyone, let's go. Let's just do this full time. You know, like, okay, this is my life. This is my work. I do this almost full time. You know, when I'm other, I still like do things like watch movies and try to do human things. Like, but to those who are able to do it in a sustained way, but not all the time, not as a full-time job, it is more than possible to get through that transition and overhaul of the ancient system and into the new one, you know, in a decade or two, which is still pretty awesome. You know, other humans presently on Earth will not at all do this. They will die with the existing structures. And one of the, it's a little bit advanced, what I want to say, I'm just going to little advanced parentheses. The possibility of having a fully conscious, sovereign form of ascension, right, is us being able to do our ascension through the tunnel of the crown. So for those of us that have done advanced work with me, you know what I'm talking about. Most of us, generally speaking, it's through the tunnel of the mouth. That's the tunnel we go through when we die. Like, so that's the highest potential of this. That's what conscious ascension looks like. That's what it means to be able to ascend with your body. It's done, like, through the crown pillar. So, you know, light stuff. My goal, since you're in my program and I get to have this energetic structure all around us and I get to amplify it and play with it and be super happy that you're here with me, my intention and my goal is to bring us towards that. And the whole reason I ended up working on with these particles over such a long period of time, because we never, normally our calls are pretty much 1 month is a standalone subject. I've never done this in GSAMP, extend something over like a 5 month period like this. It might even be six. I'm not sure. Like, but I just want you to know that I'm super excited about us doing this work together. So that said, little recap of what we're doing, right? We're working with these particles. We are working on activating. We have worked already on activating the 9 physical doors. Eyes, ears, nostrils, mouth, belly button, and skin. So these are the 9 physical doors through which these particles like are absorbed, whether it be through, you know, like, you know, like foods and liquids, frequencies that you hear, you know, solar waves that you receive, that the prana and the emanations from the sun and gamma rays and stuff like that, that you receive through the skin, and the belly button being a super important like energetic cord that allows energies to come in into you. Your goal with knowing what these doors are and with the fact that we've activated them in a group setting is just reminding yourself, you know, like reminding yourself once in a while, like, because it's like the more you consciously go about connecting to these particles through these doorways, the more of them that you will actually integrate and receive, like anything else in life. You know, like the more we do it consciously, the more we receive from it, the more we expand into it. So that's number one. Like it's as simple as like you're laying in the sun and just kind of like having that moment where you're like, oh yeah, like my skin, you know, my skin is receiving these high frequency particles. You know, like just you saying that is enough for your skin to be receiving and absorbing more of them. And these particles are alive and they're intelligent, you know, so they, like any other life form, they come more abundantly where they are welcome. You know? So that's the, for the physical doors. And then the energy doors There's actually 13 of them, but there was six I was going to work on with you this month that I've been told to calm down. But one we already worked on last month, it was the clairsentience energy center, right? Like the one between the plexus and the heart, which is that chakra that allows you to feel the effect of what you're emanating towards others, right? Like just kind of like, and even getting to, more importantly, like as that chakra expands and becomes more and more functional, let's say, that its intelligence is more activated, you become able to tell before it ever gets to the other person what the effect would be of what you're about to emanate outwards. And that's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing. Right? So apart from that chakra, that energy center, there's also another one that's called the harmony chakra. And we're going to work more with that one next month, but I still want to bring it up. Like that one is between the heart and the throat, about the equivalent of a C6, C7, right in between these two. And these two chakras are very conjoined and connected together, because what that harmony chakra is, which is in the mental body, that chakra gives you the ability, when it's functioning and you're connected to it, you know, like consciously, it gives you the ability to feel into what's harmonious and what's not harmonious in relation to others, but also in relation to your own thoughts. So for example, like one of the ways that chakra would work is your ability to feel into an encounter you're about to go have with someone, and whether or not that encounter is something that feeds love and consciousness and expansion, or is something that, you know, feeds fear and lower frequencies. And from there, you can start making decisions. You know, first of all, are you going to go put yourself in that situation? I'm having a flash of a session I had with someone on this call, which was all about that. It's like, why are we going to go put ourselves in that situation if we already know it's going to be a low frequency thing and it's not going to really be good for you? Like, but the other beauty of that energy center is that you can kind of like project yourself into the future of that situation and kind of get a feeling at the soul level of what's the goal here, you know? And if it's an encounter that has a potential of a low frequency, even kind of feeling into how could this have a higher frequency? So it's almost like it becomes an ability to communicate with your soul and communicate with the soul of the other person and kind of get some clarity in terms of what is harmonious and what isn't, and where are you willing to put yourself with that? You know, so just like that clairsentience chakra is allowing you to feel into the effects of what you're about to do, such as, oh, that person annoys me, but I would never say that to their face, you know? Yeah, well, you thinking that is already affecting them, right? And then the next level is actually working with this other energy center of the harmony chakra, which allows you to enter a command space in you where you start becoming aware of how you want to go about being with others and what you want to bring. What do you want to bring to the table when you have these encounters? If you already have a good idea of how that encounter is going to go, if you don't enter that space consciously, is there the possibility of having a soul-to-soul conversation with the other person and assessing, is there any, you know, is there a purpose to this encounter that serves the highest good? Because some people just want to meet up because they want to bitch and they want to make you feel like shit, you know, like, like let's not act like that doesn't exist in the world, right? And I say that with compassion, because for some people, they're stuck in a hole of suffering. They don't know how to get out of there. They don't think they have the strength to crawl out of there, and they don't want to be alone. So all they can do is try to bring you down in there with them so that they're not alone anymore. And also it's important to have compassion for that situation, but that doesn't mean you let them drag you down in the hole. As my mentor used to say, compassion for the tiger doesn't mean you let the tiger eat you. So this is this harmony chakra is really important. Its color is bright, bright, bright turquoise, which is kind of cool because it's like my favorite color. Okay. So where we're at tonight is we're gonna touch a little bit at this harmony chakra, but we're gonna go into deeper next month. The other energy center we're gonna be working with tonight is the chakra at the base of the neck, which is a very, very, very important chakra. This is a multidimensional door. You know, this is a doorway through which we can access other dimensions, through which we can talk with beings from other dimensions. And it's also a portal through which energies from other dimensions can come into us. And unless you have some form of extensive understanding of the energetic structures of the body, a lot of people don't even know that there is a chakra there, let alone are they doing any work to shield it and make sure that what's coming in is actually like kosher kind of thing. So that's the main thing we're going to be working with tonight, because I really, really want, and its natural color is silver. So I really want to fine tune through working with the particles that we're going to work with tonight, making sure that energy center is as healthy as possible and that it has proper shielding. Like, let's not think of shields as protections, you know, like let's think of them as boundaries, you know, having proper boundaries in place. So that's what I want to work on tonight. And the particles we're working with tonight are called the Orion particles. And what the main thing that they do is they hyperactivate the crown. Like that's the main place they work on. And then they blend in with other particles. And the way they blend in with other particles, that's like the way they blend in with the crystalline terrestrial particles to activate the base of the neck, the base of the skull chakra. And they blend with the other particles that we're going to save for next month, the sixth dimension particles. And when they blend with them, that's what fully activates the harmony chakra. So for tonight, so I'm just going to give you, that's the big view. For tonight, we're honing in on the Orion particles and the chakra at the base of the neck with an emphasis on the crown, because that's the main way the Orion particles come in. And that's the main thing that they're working on. So I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about what that is. And there's a subject that it's hard for me to decide how I want to go about it, but let's just say that just like on Earth, there are people that are aligned with working for the greater good. There are also people that are more aligned with working for, you know, their own self-interests and their own vested interests. What we would call the two like directions in life, service to self or service to others, or what I like to call service to all. So that's not human only, you know, like there are multiple life forms that live on different dimensional frequencies. And it's not because a being is 6D or 7D that all of a sudden everything they do is only and ever for the highest good of all. Like every life form has a will to live. It's really important we remember that. And this is a super interesting distinction that I think I'm gonna go deep into that with the second call of the month when we do the discernments. There is a fundamental discernment that we need to have between someone acting out of the fear of dying and someone acting out of the will to survive and live. It's not the same thing. It could look the same, you know, but it's not. So there's things going on in this Milky Way galaxy that are a little bit beyond the scope of what we do in this program, that have created a situation where it's possible that some advanced life forms living within the Milky Way galaxy might not. I gotta wait to see how it wants to come out. There's the possibility of certain evolved life forms in this Milky Way galaxy to not be able to keep their consciousness when they pass, and to just go back to source as space dust, as opposed to as a like unified, integrated memory holographic system, which is basically what a soul is. These beings are very aware of that, you know, because it's only us here in the 3D that we don't see the full picture. As soon as you're able to live from 4D level and beyond, just 4D equals you are connected to universal intelligence. You are psychically aware of every other life form in the galaxy and in the multiverse, which is kind of trippy. Like, we're only one dimension underneath that. But it's only once you get to 5D frequency that there's a functioning that's happening really from a deep, integrated space of love. And then it gets kind of weird, because then you've got beings that are at higher frequencies than that, and that are functioning from a place of love for themselves and their civilizations. So I'm not sure how to talk about this, because it's kind of like, it gets kind of weird trying to understand that, because, like, you know, our brains have this idea that it's like, either you're like an ego and you're just out thinking about yourself and you're, you know, or you're like this ascended master and you love everyone and you would never hurt a fly, you know, like, and it's like, it's a little bit cartoony, you know, because it's maybe a little bit more complex than that out in the universe than that, you know, maybe people have more complex motivations than that. So anyways, long story short, there is a galactic drama happening right now, all right? And we're kind of in it. So the reason I'm saying that is because, like, I want to put this little, like, I don't know what that would be, but just saying, we're going to work with particles from an advanced civilization tonight. But I want you to also understand that even within these advanced civilizations, there are factions that are working for natural ascension, and there are factions that are working for, you know, figuring out a way to not become space dust. So even within these civilizations that are sending us energies and that have high interests, there are still parts of them that don't always have these higher intentions and motivations. So that's why it's so important that we actually get our little shieldings here and be very, very clear about what we're letting in and what we're not letting in. So that's how far I'm going to go down that little rabbit hole. But, you know, if you want to go further, then, you know, look into the more advanced programs that I give, and we can go have fun with her there. So the constellation of Orion. Within the grid of the Milky Way galaxy, there is a dimensional door there. It's like there's like these different constellations that part of, they have like stargates and things that allow us to transcend certain levels of consciousness and actually re-enter into a much vaster experience of reality. So we're nowhere near being able to go through that dimensional door right now, which would also involve this being activated and our entire energetic structure, you know, brought up to 5D frequency. So that's underway. But what these particles are doing, as these particles come at us, you know, they emanate from the magnetic field of that constellation. They come in through, you know, waves and you know, the waves and particles, like, which are, it's the same thing. It's just wave is undulating and particle is like, looks like matter. They have built what look like energetic structures around the Earth and the stratosphere, which almost look like antennas. And that's how these particles come in. So part of what these particles do is transmit very advanced knowledge and information to help us understand how to structure civilization and societies and value systems that are actually functioning from a much higher level of consciousness, where like the greater good is actually like kind of like the, you know, like most of these advanced civilizations don't function the way we do. You know, it's not like three people have power and everyone else are like treated like herds of sheep, you know. It's like every being is given a fundamental basic dignity of their life and their life force. And from there, society is built around that in a way that is, you know, that recognizes that for each being. We do not have that here, you know. So they're pushing that information in. The emanations of what they're sending are already being felt and received by, you know, like scientists and stuff like that, but they don't understand. They don't understand what these frequencies are saying. They're not able to decode them. And that's good. Okay. We don't want 3D frequency and greed and power and fear-based thinking to be able to decode these informations. Because if I just look at some of the stuff I see on the internet, it's like, whatever that, whoever, I don't really know the names, but you know, you will own nothing and you will be happy. Like whatever that quotation mark from that, these people that are working on restructuring society, you know, that's almost like a weird manipulated distorted version of what it would look like to live in a world where, you know, money didn't exist anymore and everyone was equal. But that's not the way they want to do it. You know, they're doing it in a way where they would own everything and we would own nothing. So it's not the same thing. Anyway, long story short, these are coming in. And the only way that they can be received and decoded by you is if you are permanently vibing at 4D frequency. As long as you still live within 3D field, like in any form, even if it's upper 3D, these frequencies cannot be decoded properly. But they're hitting the crown really hard. They're hitting the crown really hard, and they're helping to activate that base of the skull chakra so that we can start being able to decode and receive these messages as our base frequency goes up, as we enter the field of universal intelligence. So just remember, 4D, universal intelligence. 3D, terrestrial intelligence. Understanding how to work on the earth, understanding how things work down here, kind of thing. 4D is like a much vaster understanding of like the multiverse that we're in, all the different life forms, the way things form and structure themselves, including even what's happening down here from a more universal intelligence perspective. And then being able to understand that there's logic to what's happening here, you know, like, it's just hard to see when we're looking at it from the 3D. It just looks really unfair. So these Orion particles. Just want to make sure I'm covering everything I want to tell you about this. Yes, yes. The main role that they play by hitting us hard on the crown is bringing us into a much more grounded and stable equilibrium of the male and female polarities. You know, because we're kind of like very cartoonish right now. You're kind of like big man warrior, and like, you know, woman, housewife, mother, you know, like, so it's like part of what they're here to do, and that's kind of like crown chakra, unity, unification, unified thinking, is about bringing these polarities together and merging them into a cohesive, harmonious, like, relationship where it isn't one or the other anymore. So that's the biggest work that that is needed, because with that deeper harmony between the polarity of the feminine and masculine energies, you know, which creates the ability of the inner child to feel really safe and able to come into that unity of divine mother, divine father, as merged into one parent of, you know, a child like this. This unity is the same unity as the unity of the spirit, the soul, and matter as one. And that's what we are. That's already what we are. It's just that while we're like stuck in our minds, we're not living it like that. We're kind of like a mind and a body, you know? So that's the main thing they want to do, is really help to bring about that unification and balancing, that deep, deep equilibrium and balance. And I'm not sure, but I think that in certain ways, like, there's a little bit of what's going on our planet right now with, like, guys not sure if they're girls and girls not sure if they're guys. And, like, just like this whole, like, gender thing going on. I think part of that, well, I'm sure part of that is related to massive hormonal debalancing, like things that have debalanced our hormones. But also, I think it's like these energies coming in, and it's like not, it's hard to understand what to do with these energies at first, you know, like, but there's kind of like a merging and an androgynous-ish thing, like, which in the very long term scope of things, you know, we become more and more androgynous as we go up and up and up and up and closer to source energy, which is unified. You know, it's not male source and female source, you know, like, so even though we are able to recognize the attributes of the feminine and the masculine, like, it's still one thing. So that's one of the big things that it brings in. The other thing that the Orion particles aim to do is to, by harmonizing the glandular systems in our body into a higher frequency, is also about creating a protection, allowing us to be able to function in a higher caliber and protect ourselves from a lot of the negative stuff going on, like just like a, you know, like all the, or like 5G and like that kind of stuff, you know, like it's like pollution, it's like psychic pollution in the field all around us. So part of what they bring in too is by increasing the frequency of the crown chakra and activating, like, just like a lot of what they're doing, it also brings into our field a higher frequency that makes it easier for us to deal and cope with all these frequencies and vibrations that are like pervading our world more and more, like all the Wi-Fi and all that kind of stuff. So that's like, that's the good stuff for our bodies. Good stuff for our bodies. And most important part being the, it's a little bit more complex than that, but basically it comes into the crown. It helps to activate the base of the skull. And by doing that, it's also working with the third eye getting more and more and more open, which is what we need to be able to function from 4D and from a universal intelligence, a way of understanding things that is based on the entire universe. But that's what universal intelligence means, right? It's like being able to tap into the intelligence of the entire universe, not just the intelligence of your cortex or your intellect, not just the memory and knowledge of, you know, a couple thousand years of human history, like being able to tap into the history and knowledge of everything that has ever existed. You know, Akashic records are 4D, like. So good stuff. Good brain. good brain development. Let's just see what else I want to say about this. before we go into a yummy meditation. Yeah, so. Yeah. Great emancipation awaits us as we increase our frequency and start really like building up to this reascension into 5D frequency as a base frequency of living. I'm saying reascension because we once did live there. There was a fall. And right now we're just figuring out how to get back up there. So, you know what? It's possible sometimes that you'll feel pushback as you're doing work like this. You know, it's possible that you'll be like, why do I feel like I'm getting rammed into as I managed to go up and then something kind of like feels like it's trying to pull me back down. There's a mixture of things going on, you know, like your defense structure and your egoic structure don't know how to feel safe with that because they don't know what that's going to look like, you know? So there's some of the pullback, pushback is that, and some of the pullback, pushback might be from sources outside of you. So let's just be chill and cool about that. Yeah, that's possible. Just like when you decide you're going to like, you know, change your life, there might be people around you that don't really want you to, and they would rather you stay the way you were, like, because that allows them to stay in a certain place. It's kind of the same thing, just happening at a vaster level. And the way you're able to hold your ground in a situation like that is just to be more and more centered in the Sacred Heart space and more able to discern and understand from a much higher level of intelligence, what's actually going on. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, the cycle, the life, I don't even know at the end of what, you know, we are all powerful creators. And the only thing that affects us is what we give our power to. And don't forget that. No matter how fucked up or scared you are, don't forget that. That's the key. I am a powerful creator. As Hawkins would say, like, I am a divine being of light. And I decide what is allowed to affect me or not. That's a really powerful place to be. I am not subject to this if I do not hold it in mind. So. This is exciting. It's like let's put on our spiritual warrior pants and realize that we are powerful beings of light. And we've been having a little nightmare and we've been told a whole bunch of stories about who we are and what we're able to do and what we're not able to do. And 99% of it's bullshit. So let's do the work and have fun expanding. And if you're listening to this from the YouTube channel and you want support and you want to be in a group that allows you to walk this path of empowerment and spiritual ascension and building up who you truly are, then reach out. And for the rest of us, we are going to go into the meditation I have planned for you tonight. Oh, yes. All right. So I'm going to stop this recording and give us a chance to go do whatever we need to do, glass of water, et cetera, before I bring us into the meditation.